When it comes to protecting your home, trust the pros at R&R Foundation Specialists. Family-owned and operated, R&R puts your home first, offering honest quotes and encouraging you to compare. Why? Because they know their quality speaks for itself. No pressure, just smart advice to help you make the best choice for your most valuable asset. Start with a consultation and get the right game plan for your home. Visit rrfoundationspecialist.com, your local foundation and waterproofing experts.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, hello, bonjour, hola, good morning, and that's as good as my brain gets today. Now, if I pronounced any of those words incorrectly, I apologise. Let's just say I'm a work in progress. I mean, I'm a 46-year work in progress, as in, we've been trying to progress for 46 years and this is as good as we've got so far. Some people say perfection, other people say unique, some people say some things I wouldn't want to repeat. But that's on them, that's not on me. Just saying. So, I have a migraine, so this is a little bit late this week. I say late, probably by about an hour or so. I've got a migraine, I've been really busy, I've not stopped. So yes, we're just doing the best that we can this week. We've got a lot going on. I started a new course, and this one's scheduled hours, whereas some of the other courses I've done, you pick and choose your hours, but this one it's scheduled hours, which means I've had to rejig a few things again, and yeah, it's been a lot, but anyway, we roll with it. You gotta roll with it, you gotta take it down, you gotta say what you say, don't let anybody get in your way. So yes, I'm not letting anybody get in my way, and you shouldn't either. Apart from that, how's your week gone? I was invited to a wedding this week. I mean, I wasn't invited this week. I was invited, I don't know how long ago, a month or so ago. But it's this weekend, but I'm not going. My mum's going, Helen. So I am her taxi. And some may say, well, if you're going to be taking her there and picking her up, why wouldn't you just go? That's a $1 million question. Listen, I prefer on a Saturday night to be at home with my boys. Just a wee cosy night in. I can't be bothered being around too much noise. My boys won't go anyway because that's not their thing. And I don't like leaving them at home and going out and whatever. So yes, Helen can go and I won't. I'll just be... Share a taxi. Who remembers that song? That was from, was it the late 80s? I'm sure I was still in primary school. It might be early 90s, but anywhere around about then. That's probably the only part of that full song that I can sing. I'm not saying that I actually sing, but you know what I mean. Because it's very jeune français. Je m'appelle Hélène. Ça va? So I am. I did take French at school. I was semi good at it. It took me 46 years to pick up most of my English, and now I've got not the best memory, which means I forget a lot of the words. So let's not try and do too much. Aileen, don't run before you can walk. Okay. So I am not going to wedding. I don't know what we're doing Saturday. Probably hibernating because the weather's not great. I'm hoping my migraine's away by then, because if not, Helen might need to find herself another taxi. I'm just everybody's taxi. It was my son and his friend's taxi today, taking them into town and picking them up. And nobody would like to be my taxi. No, but, right, I don't know where in the world you live. Obviously, I'm in Glasgow. How many roads can we shut at the one time on every route to do roadworks? I was doing roundabout routes and back to front. What was it called? Detours, that's the word I was looking for. And then I was doing a detour because the town was so busy. So I thought, I'll go another way. Then I had to do a different detour because the roadworks to do a different... I detoured about 10 times for a 15-minute journey that ended up taking, I think, 45 minutes. And then my journey's tomorrow, I need to do detours because my roads are shut. Every route that you could go to go anywhere in Glasgow is closed. And if it's not closed, there's temporary traffic lights just to make you sit there and wait for ages. And see, when there's temporary traffic lights, there's very rarely any work getting done. I can't tell you about the roads that are closed because I can't get in far enough to see. Maybe I should go and have a wee sneak about. Take a GoPro with me and see how many people are actually working on the roads that are closed. And it's not just me moaning about it. I seen somebody from Glasgow complaining about it on TikTok the other day. I just thought of that there when, as I said that, he was complaining about the motorway because it's going to be closed for 6 months. So I don't even know. Luckily, I don't really use the motorway very much at the minute. But if I do, and it's closed, you might hear me. They just don't think about these things. And like, the main route to every school in that area. So the kids went back to school around about the 15th of August. The main route is getting closed on the 22nd of September. Why don't they do these things when the schools are shut? And now that I'm saying that, I'm sure that exact same road was closed during the school holidays. So why did they need to close it again? That was like nearly 2 months it was closed for. I don't know. It's ridiculous, but that's the council for you. Listen, I don't have a big opinion of the council, but anyway, let's hop, skip and jump to it. What we're talking about this week, we are talking about your options, your choices, your different things when it comes to not just your mental health. It could be your physical health as well. It could be anything, I suppose. It was initially going to be about support and help and whatever else that you can get for your mental health, but I suppose, as I'm saying it, it could work with your physical health as well. And just think, any decisions that you want to make in life, there's always choices. It's not always, it doesn't have to be black and white. There is an answer or there's not an answer. Where you think there isn't an answer, there might be a different solution. Anyway, let's talk about your health wise. So like physical health, mental health especially in the UK. We'll discuss the UK initially. Within the NHS, there's obviously free treatment. You've got access to free counsellors, nurses, psychologists, psychiatrists, all these different professionals. But obviously because it's free, there's big long waiting lists. And to make matters worse, the funding has been cut in it drastically. And I think I've spoken about this before. Yeah, I'm a private counsellor, and yeah, I suppose in a sense it may benefit me, but I still find it disgusting.
Come on.
Because although we say the treatment's free, it's actually funded through tax, national insurance, whatever budget, whatever pocket it comes out of. Nothing's ever fully free. So it's the public money that is paying for the NHS. But they're taking the money away, and I'm not going to discuss where they're putting the money because I'm not privy to facts and figures and whatever else because I'm not within the government, so I don't want to give any misinformation out. But it is public money that pays for the NHS, and it's obviously the public that are going to use the NHS. It is your right to get the help, it's your right that you should be able to live a happy, healthy life. But unfortunately, mental health is has such a big impact on people that it tends to, the majority of the time, it maybe gets to a point where it's too much for anybody before they actually ask for help. So, and I don't mean too much for that person that's going through it. So it doesn't tend to be when you first start seeing signs. A lot of the time it'll be quite far down the line where it is fully impacting your life. That doesn't mean that either or deserves more treatment over the other. Obviously, like anything in life, the quicker you get to it, it might be quicker to resolve. That's not always the case with mental health, because obviously we know there is some people that live with it forever but learn to manage it, learn to see the signs. Some people, they just need a bit of support and talking through things and getting to see life through different eyes, somebody else's mindset, whatever it may be. The other thing as well is mental health doesn't have an age, it doesn't have a gender, it doesn't have a stereotype. People will say, and this is a subject I'm going to do a full episode on, but people say, how can children struggle with their mental health? What have they got to worry about? If you're of that mindset, on one hand, it's great, because it means that as a child, you didn't have anything on your shoulders. You had no weight on your shoulders to bear. But on the other hand, you're looking through rose-tinted glasses, because there's many children out there who have an awful lot to worry about. It could be poverty. They don't know when they're getting a mixed meal. It could be there's domestic violence within the household. It could be a parent has passed away. It could be a sibling has passed away, or the family are going through something health-wise. There may be a carer for a parent or another sibling. There is a whole list of reasons why, and I've not stated the obvious because it can be quite traumatic for people to even imagine. But don't ever say that just because you're a child, or just because of your age, just because you've got money, just because you've got a house, just because you've got a car, just because that you can't struggle with your mental health. Mental health struggles, issues, whatever, has no boundaries. It has, nobody is exempt from the potential of struggling with their mental health. None of us are exempt from trauma potentially happening. Now, I hope it doesn't happen to anybody listening to this. Obviously, I know how bad it is. I know how lonely it is. I've gone through it myself. My journey's gone on for nearly 30 years. Obviously, my earlier years were my worst. I think I've mentioned that before. But do not judge anybody. The other thing as well is, because someone's smiling or somebody is cuddling, kissing, doing everyday things, does not mean that they're not struggling with their mental health. I know personally how well we can be about putting a persona on. We can put a mask on. We show people what they want to see, because nobody wants to see that you don't want to be here anymore. Nobody wants to see that you hate whatever's happened to you, or that you just want to cry, you just want to lie in your bed all day, you don't want to get washed, you don't want to brush your teeth, you don't want to brush your hair, you don't want to step foot outside the door, you don't want to communicate with anybody, you don't want to go to work, you don't want to face anything in life. You just feel empty. You feel lonely. You feel like you're the only person that understands or doesn't understand. Because you don't understand why this is happening to you. You just feel as if you're the only person that it's happening to, and nobody else will understand. And you don't think that anybody else is feeling the way that you're feeling in that moment. But there is many people, there's thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people around the world. Mental health, I think, was a very taboo subject for a long, long time. I don't even remember anybody talking about mental health when I was younger. Even when I was going through my struggles, I don't think I really knew anybody. In fact, I don't think I knew anybody at all who struggled with their mental health. I knew of addicts. That's probably really the only thing that but even at that, it wasn't spoken about a lot. It was just, you knew that's it. Because obviously my uncle was an alcoholic, so he was an addict. An ex-partner of mine, he was an addict to drugs. So you knew, but it was never really spoken about as to the reasons why they ended up in that situation. Nobody ever spoke about anybody's struggles in life. Now it's, and I'm glad now people are speaking about it more, because it could save others in the future from going through what some of us either have gone through or are going through. I'm not going to say it's going to eradicate anybody in the future ever having a struggle with their mental health. That wouldn't be realistic to think that. But the more people talk about it, the more people that might ask for help. So going back to the actual topic of you having choices, as I said, talking about the NHS, because I know about that, because that's what's in my country. The funding has been cut, but that doesn't mean to say there's nobody out there for you. You've obviously got people like myself who are private counsellors, you've got private psychologists, private psychiatrists, but not everybody's privy to being able to afford that, because cost of living, everything's so expensive now. Now, I opened my business 5 years ago, and I've never put my prices up. I don't see the need to put the prices up just now. I'm not saying everybody else is thinking the same, but I also know that I couldn't put my prices up, not at the minute anyway, when I know people are struggling. Not to say that I'm cheap, but I'm also not the most expensive, and that's not a sales pitch, I'm just saying that's how I feel. But some people need to put their prices up, because maybe their rent goes up, maybe their insurance goes up. Oh, there's loads of things that we need to pay in the background that I haven't really thought about. But there is options, and these are options all over the world. So obviously the NHS is only the UK. I don't know if every country has an option for free healthcare, especially mental healthcare. You'll know that in your country, and if you don't know, look into it. And if you don't know where to look, I can try and help where possible. But obviously, with potentially being outside your country, I might not be able to access any information. But I will try and help where I can. Everywhere in the world, you'll have your private healthcare, or your private counsellors, private psychiatrists, psychologists, private nurses, all these different things. But you also have charities. Now again, this is something else that I'm going to talk more about. I'm going to do a full episode on charities, potentially more than one episode. I'm obviously, and I think I mentioned it last week, I'll mention it again at the end, but I'm going to invite charities on to talk about their charity. But you've got telephone numbers. The only thing I will say about that, if you're the type of person who needs to speak to the same person each and every time, some charities won't be as suited to you as others, because some, it'll just be the phone call, and it'll just depend who you get on the other end of the phone when they answer. There will be other charities potentially out there who you might be able to get X amount of free appointments with the same person. But again, that's something else. If it's something you're looking for, you would need to look into it, or I can try and help. You can also find a lot of information online. But there's some things that you can do for yourself that may help. I'm not going to say they're going to help everybody. What works for one person won't work for another, etc. Exercise, we all know exercise is very good. Yeah, going to the gym isn't for everybody. Didn't work, wasn't for me. But what I did do that semi-helped me was walk. I would walk for at least an hour a day. Get out in the fresh air. And it doesn't just help your mindset, it also helps you sleep at night because you've been out in that fresh air. You've worked off some energy. Finding a hobby, finding something that you're interested in that gets you out the house, because being stuck in the house all the time, and again, that's going to be harder for some people than others, so don't think that I'm giving these suggestions and think these are going to make you better. It's just things to keep you going in the meantime, because the best thing for your mental health is talking. Nothing's going to beat talking, because you can exercise as much as you want, you can knit or crochet as many jumpers or scarves or whatever you want, or bake as many cakes as you want, but that still doesn't get to the root of the problem. It doesn't help you necessarily talk through all your issues and get it out of your head. Two heads are always better than one. So yeah, these are just some ideas. You've obviously got things like self-help books, you've got things like meditating, yoga, and then journaling is another good thing that a lot of people find very helpful, but that's something that takes time to be able to do, writing things down. But again, that's something that you might want to do with a therapist, and I don't mean write it down while the therapist's there, but they can advise you on the best way depending on what's going on. Some people like crystals, some people like a certain religion, or they get spiritual, and all these things again may help one person, won't help another, but the best thing's talking. Even medication will work to an extent, and everybody knows that I'm pro medication as long as it's the best thing for you, but not if it's just because you think you need it. Try without it initially, and if you're getting worse, then speak to your GP or your doctor or whoever at the time, psychiatrist, psychologist, whatever. But even when you're on medication is going to help you to an extent, but nothing's going to beat talking. Therapy, counselling, whatever you want to call it, is the best thing for you. But you also have to have kind of self-care days. You need to take care of yourself, because if you're not taking care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else. And what's a self-help day? A self-care day, sorry. It can be anything. It doesn't even need to be a full day. It can be 10 minutes, it can be half an hour, it can be 2 hours, 1 hour. You could go to the cinema on your own or with a friend instead of doing the housework. You could be going and having a bath for an hour once the kids are in bed, instead of quickly having a bath while they're out playing with their friends because you've got 10 minutes. Lie and soak in that bath, put candles around you if you want, put your bubble bath. I mean, I wish I could have bubble bath, but I'm allergic to everything. It could be buying yourself a nice perfume because you like to smell nice when you're going out. Go get your hair done. Take yourself on a solo holiday. And I don't mean you need to jump on a plane or anything like that. You could be an hour down the road in a caravan, but it's not at home, going to work, or looking at doing whatever you've got to do on an everyday. Do you know what I mean? Like, do something for you. You've always got to remember about you. At the minute, I'm dreaming about a 5-bedroom mansion that I see online that my son keeps reminding me I can't afford. And I thought, well, do you know what? I'll dream about it. And I was telling Ainsley, one of my best friends, about it today. And she says, well, you manifest that. And I said, I will. And I don't know how. I'm going, listen, Linda. I might just do squatter's rights. Can I do that? The house next door to my mum's empty, and sadly the man passed away. I knew the family, and I was saying to my mum about it, and she says, oh, I think his son's in just now. And I says, alright, okay. I said, are they going to sell it or rent it out, do you know? And she's like, I don't know. I mean, if they're renting it out, don't be thinking that I'm going for it, because I'm not. That my mum lives round the corner from me, and that's too close. I ain't living next door to her. But I did say to her, I wondered if I could just jump in there and clean squatters' rights. She's like, I mean, you could try. No thanks, Helen, I don't want to live next door to you. So yeah, you have options. And like I said, all the options that I said about maybe not so much your charity stuff, but when it comes to your physical health, you've also got potentially, again, depending on what country you live in, potentially free healthcare and private healthcare. Going private isn't always just about cosmetics and changing your appearance. It can also be about helping when you're unwell, whether it be mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever. There's always somebody else there that, if you can't wait and you can afford, maybe that's your option. To save yourself a bit more stress could be your option, and it doesn't just help you in the short term, but it's also going to benefit you in the long term. It is an option, and like I said, it's not for everybody, not everybody can afford it, but if you can afford it, I would maybe consider it. A lot of the time when you're going private, there's not as big waiting lists either. You may still have waiting lists, but they won't be like 18 months, 2 years, whatever it may be, depending on where you live. I mean, I know that even for the children here, you're talking at least a year, 2 years, 3 years. It's absolutely heartbreaking when you think about how bad somebody's mental, physical, emotional health could get in that time, how worse it could be and what could happen. It's not worth it. Honestly, it just makes me so sad. But it also makes me angry. People have a right to live a happy, healthy life, and it's not their fault they're unwell. Again, whether it be physically, mentally, or emotionally, they didn't ask to be unwell. It's just upsetting, and I'm just glad that I can help some people in some way. Obviously, I can't help everybody in every way, because I'm not a surgeon, I'm not any kind of medical doctor. I'm not a doctor at all, I'm a counsellor and I'm a coach, so I can help some people in some ways. I just can't help everybody in every way. I wish I could, and I say it every week. I think I wish I had a magic wand. I wish I was like Bewitched, where I could just wiggle my nose. I mean, I can hardly even wiggle my nose, and it's not because I've got Botox, I'm just very stiff. I just wish I could wiggle my nose, or do a wee clap of the hand or sing a song like Mary Poppins. Unfortunately, I can't, and I find that very rude, because see, if I could, my house would be clean and tidy constantly, it'd be sparkling. But unfortunately, I can't do that. So at the minute, we're sitting over boxes and bags and whatever else, because I thought it was a really good idea yesterday to pull my house apart again and rearrange everything, and it wasn't a good idea. Well, it was, and again, in the long run. So I think I've told you before, I've got this walk-in cupboard that I use as my wardrobe, a dumping ground. I stop stacking DVDs and books and CDs and everything else. Yeah, I still have DVDs and CDs and books. I get rid of the VHS not so long ago, but I did have them as well. But anyway, so I thought, you know what, I've been piling up all the new stuff for the new house. I've been boxing things up that we're not going to use. Listen, at this rate, we'll not even get to see what's in the boxes for about 3 years. But I've boxed up things, I've bought new things, whatever. I've bought beds, I've bought drawers, I've bought headboards, I've bought... Listen, I don't even know what I've bought anymore. And they're all in there. stacked up in the hallway, or they're stacked in the corner in my living room, or they're stacked somewhere. And I kind of get into the cupboard that's getting in my clothing, so I'm just rotating the same half a dozen outfits, if it even is half a dozen. And I thought, do you know what, we're going into winter now, I need to get all the winter stuff out of that cupboard. So then I decided, right, we'll put all the summer clothes in there, take all the winter stuff out, like the jumpers, the jackets, the joggers, all my work clothes can come out. I already had one clothes room that I could just have bought another one that came today. And then everything for the new house has all been put in that big walk-in cupboard, and all the clothes are now lying in the corner in my living room. Because I still need to build the second row. And I'm thinking, the amount of clothes I've pulled out, I don't even know if two rows is going to be enough. But we'll soon find out. So that's my job for, I don't even know. I'm not doing it tonight because headache. Oh, my son's on a half day tomorrow. He could do it for me while I'm working. He probably won't, but we could just leave it on his bed and put a wee note on it and see if we can back to our built clothes room. So yes, that was my bright idea yesterday. Not so bright today when I'm looking at the mess everywhere. Oh, did you hear that? Done it again. Forgot to put my phone on silent. So this is where we're at. Erin has a mad half hour, and it took me nearly a full day. I was absolutely sweating buckets. My face was purple. I was stripping. At one point, I literally just had a vest and a wee tiny pair of shorts on. And then I thought, I need to go to the shops. I hadn't shaved my legs. Nothing. And I thought, I don't even care who sees me, and I just stuck a jumper on. No bra, no nothing. And I just thought, I hope nobody sees me. Ran out. I think I only had to go and get two things, which always ends up like 22 things, didn't it? Got that, came home, and that was me. And I was just looking, because at that point, all the clothes were piled on top of my bed, and I'm looking and I'm thinking, where am I sleeping tonight? So I said to my oldest, I went, oh, I think I need to sleep in one of your beds tonight, beside yours. Because they've both got like king size beds, and it's just them in it. And he's like, I can no sleep in mine, you can sleep in his. Then I said to the younger one, he said, I have to sleep in your bed, and I went, you can no sleep in mine, you can sleep in his. And I thought, you two are still living to your mother. Anybody else got children like that that couldn't care less? Oh dear, look at the matter be. The matter is, anybody loves me. If you're Scottish, you'll probably know that song. So yes, I started an absolute shambles of a job that's, oh dear me. Listen, I need to get a house soon, because there's things that need to be put in place and places that things need to be in. I just need a bigger house, because this house isn't cutting it. There's no space for anything. There's no space for me. I'm sure my boys would be like, well, just you go live somewhere else. Although I did say to my oldest, he's 26, and he did say to me, Mum, you realise that by the time you find this bigger house, I'll probably end up moving out. And I went, no, you did, you will not. And he's like, how? I said, because if I've waited all this time to get a bigger house for all of us to fit in, you will be staying. And he's like, why do I need to? And I went, well, no, but I'm not ready for you to move out yet. I'm not emotionally ready for that yet. And he's like, Mum, I can't stay with you forever. And I'm like, but you could if you wanted to. If you really want. He's like, Mum, I can't do that. I says, well, I'll make a deal with you. Wait until you find somebody that you know that's the person you want to settle down with, you want to live with. And then you can move out then. And he says, but what if I never find that person? I says, well, you just stay with your mummy forever. And he's like, but I can't. And I was like, but you need to. I'm not mentally or emotionally ready for that malarkey. I think I will need therapy again at that point. But, like, no. No. My boys, we've got this just a brilliant new bond, just the 3 years, and it's always just been the 3 years, and no, I'm not ready for any of that. Nobody's moving out, nobody's leaving. We're a triangle, we stay a triangle, we will be a triangle forever. Okay? Thank you. That's the end of that story. Don't ever say to me again that you might be moving out, because I'll bust your bubble and I'll tell you no, I'm not. I've got an absolute cheek, because I used to always tell my mum and dad I was moving out as soon as I hit 16. Got to 16, was near enough an alcoholic at that point, couldn't afford to move out. Then moved out at 18, and I was back by the time I was 19. Oh God, that's the way England holds. England does everything back to front and upside down. But anyway, what can I say? So, yeah, you have choices, but my son doesn't. He's staying with me forever. Well, I don't know what to say about that. Nope. I can't allow it, because if you're not in my house, I can't protect you. I'm not there to protect you at night when the bogeyman comes to get you. When the monsters are under your bed, I'm not there. No. You need to stay home. Some parents are like, will you hurry up, move out? I'm like, don't leave me. Don't leave me this way. I can't survive. I can't stay alive. Who remembers that? That's an old gene. So, I was saying earlier about charities, about them coming on the podcast. So, what my thought is get any charities that want to come on and talk. If you help people in any kind of way, whether it be domestic violence, sexual assaults, rape, grief, trying to become parents, the loss of a child, or anything at all, emptiness syndrome, if you help with disabilities, if you help with ongoing health struggles for adults or children. I know there's charities out there that help with end of life care. Anything to do with helping humans, helping people, in any which way you do it, if you would like to come on. Now, you don't have to be based in the UK, you can be anywhere in the world, because this podcast is, thankfully, and so I love it, is listened to all over the world, so it doesn't matter what country you're in, we'll still advertise you. You'll not just be on the podcast, all your details will also be put on all the social media. And my thought is to get as much information out there of all the charities for people, because you never know when you might need them. And sometimes it can be hard to find the right charity, because you Google something and everything gets lost, because there'll be ones that have maybe paid for a promotional ads and they'll come up first, or somebody who's been searched more often, they'll come up first. So if you feel as if your charity's newer or it's not getting as much exposure, if you're a big charity and you're getting loads of exposure, it doesn't matter. There's the only terms and conditions to this are that you help people. So let's get your word out there. And again, it doesn't need to be about mental health. It can be about anything, as long as you help people. So if you know a charity, or you know somebody that's got a charity, let them know. They can come on and talk about it. If you use a charity and you want to come on and give them some praise, big them up a bit, feel free. If you want me to just talk about it on your behalf, email in, and let's get the ball rolling. We can do it over Zoom, or if you're within Glasgow, we can figure a way to get it recorded if you want to do it in person. And yeah, listen, it's about helping each other as well, isn't it? And making sure everybody is loaded with all the facts and figures. So yes, I think what's happening this week, I don't even know, my head is getting worse, my head's getting really sore, and I can't remember what time I took my last dose of tablets. I think I'm going to leave it at that for this week, because my migraine is getting worse, and I still need to edit and upload, which means sitting looking at a computer screen. But, oh, one thing, just to see if anybody does need to contact me, and I keep saying you can fill out the contact form on the website. There is now a WhatsApp button. I know it probably sounds very dinosaurish that I've not done it yet, but it's on there. Listen, it takes me ages to get around to putting things, sorting them out. Like when I want to mess about the website, it can take me a while because I keep telling you I'm not tech minded, and I didn't actually know I could add that, how to add that, and I figured it out. I don't think it was yesterday, I think it was the day before. So yes, there is now a WhatsApp button, so you can just message me on WhatsApp, and hopefully that means I might get back to you quicker. But if anybody does want to contact me, whether it be to book in an appointment or your initial consultation, which is free and no obligation, you can either do it through the website, you can contact me and we'll get you booked in, or you can email me. If you'd like to come on the website, see, that's where my migraine's going. If you'd like to come on the podcast and talk about anything to do with true stories, real life, mental health, whatever, or charity stuff, then you can email in at rebootyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com. If you are a business and you would like to advertise or sponsor the podcast, we've got packages for everybody. Again, just email in rebootyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com and we'll get back to you. Just obviously put in the heading about potential sponsor or whatever it is you're writing in about, so that I know what's what. If anybody's unsure of what therapies as I offer, I have counselling and coaching. So you get life coaching, wellness coaching, business coaching. Now, they're available to anybody all over the world, no matter what age you are. Obviously, as long as you speak English or have a translator there. And if you're out with the areas within Glasgow and the surrounding areas that I travel to, then you can do it over phone call or video call. I also offer hoppy ear candling, Indian head massage, hot stone massage therapy, cupping massage therapy, and manual lymphatic drainage. Again, they're Glasgow and surrounding areas because they're all hands-on and I need to be there in person. But for now, I will leave it at that. And I hope you all have a fantastic week. I hope my migraine goes away soon. And I will speak to you all soon. Take care and bye-bye.